Welcome to the Healthy and Happy Podcast, a workshop-style podcast hosted by yours truly, Julie Brewer. I'm a blogger and holistic nutrition coach on a mission to help women live healthier, happier lives and show up as the strongest, most confident version of themselves. In this podcast, we get real about all things nutrition, fitness, and personal development to help you cut through all the BS and transform your body and, most importantly, your life. Sound good? Let's dive in. Hello, my loves. Welcome back to another shorty but goody episode of the Healthy and Happy Podcast. Today we are talking meal prep. Four meal prep hacks that have changed my life. But I will be honest with you, meal prep happens to be the bane of my existence. Is it the thing that would be very valuable and helpful and save me so much money as a mom of two young kids? Abso-frickin-lutely. Is it the last thing I want to do when I am tired? Abso-frickin-lutely. However, hopefully these four meal prep hacks that have changed my life will change yours as well. Gone are the days where I would spend 3, 4, or 5 hours on a Sunday making all my meals and prepping things for the week. That ain't it anymore. And if you didn't know, there are actually different styles of meal prepping, which I talk about in my Meal Prep Made Easy ebook, which is totally free if you leave a review of this podcast. Take a screenshot and just send it to my email. I'll leave that in the show notes below. But that has a ton of meal prep hacks and tips, plus 5 recipes that are super easy to make. And I will give it to you for free if you just leave a review of the show. But today, let me leave you with a few things that I've been playing with lately since becoming a mom that have really helped make meal prepping so much easier for me. The first one is to shop and chop. What does this mean? This means that immediately after you go grocery shopping, or you pick up your groceries, or you have them delivered — that's another secondary hack, have your groceries delivered, or just order them in the app and then go park in that parking spot and have somebody bring them out to your car. However you get your groceries, when you bring them home, you are going to shop and wash and chop. Shop and chop. If you are somebody like myself who tends to waste food, or it feels very daunting and overwhelming to cook a meal from scratch because you still have to wash all the produce and chop it all up and blah, 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 this will be so game changing for you. So all you gotta do when you bring your groceries home is wash them. I'm a big fan of using a water and vinegar or water baking soda salt mixture. You can look those up, Google them. How to wash vegetables and produce with vinegar or baking soda. There's so many different hacks out there nowadays. But wash them and then prep them as you are going to make them. So this looks like chopping up cucumbers. So hey, the kids want a snack. I don't have to get out the cucumber, peel the wrapper off, wash it in the sink, chop it up. It's already chopped and ready to go. Same thing with celery. Same thing with the tomatoes. We wash them ahead of time so you can just pop them in your mouth. Same thing with broccoli. If it's time to make dinner, your broccoli is already washed and it's chopped, so that is one less obstacle to you getting in a healthy lunch or dinner that day. Not only does it save you so much time and energy and stress in the long term, it 100 times increases the likelihood that you're going to eat healthy food. The biggest barrier to eating healthy consistently, in my opinion, is not having healthy food ready and on hand. A really simple example of that is when you look in your fridge and you're like, oh, well, I guess I could wash a pepper, chop it up, wash a cucumber, chop it up, dip it in some hummus. Oh, but look, there's chips right here. I'll just have those instead. This may take a little bit more time right off the bat, but it is an investment in your time that will pay off dividends in the long run, both for your health and your mental sanity. Number 2, bulk prep your proteins. If I don't do this, call the week a wash. Seriously, because since being pregnant with Leo, my first son, I hate cooking meat. I cannot look at raw meat, especially chicken. I'm okay with beef at this point, but I need Mark to cook all of the chicken because I just cannot do it with the raw meat. It freaks me out, grosses me out. I love to eat it, but the prepping of it, ugh, can't do. So something we've been doing lately is getting the bone-in, skin-on chicken thighs from the grocery store. Not only are they cheaper, they're so flavorful. If you season them with a really good seasoning, ugh, they're so moist. They don't dry out like they would if you bake a regular chicken thigh or chicken breast. I'm just in an anti-chicken breast phase right now. And the macronutrients are actually very similar between chicken thighs and chicken breasts. Not that that matters, but my thing is, if I'm going to eat food, I better enjoy it. And I'm really enjoying chicken thighs, especially cooked that way right now. So we'll make a bunch. We'll probably make 3 to 4 times what we need for a specific meal so that we have a bunch of chicken thighs left and ready to mix and match with other things throughout the week. Hard-boiled eggs is another protein that we prep, or we'll do a big thing of ground beef or a couple of steaks at once. So think about it. Whenever you're cooking, you really want to maximize the time you're already spending cooking. Which brings me to my next tip, which is whenever you turn on your oven or your stovetop, make multiple things at once, even if it's not for that specific meal. For example, let's say in the morning you're making fresh eggs for your family, you're making scrambled eggs. In a pot next to that, since you're already using the stove, just put some water and eggs in a pot and make some hard-boiled eggs so that you have them for lunches or breakfast throughout the week. If your oven is on because you're doing a sheet pan of roasted vegetables for a specific dinner that night, just pop some sweet potatoes in the oven, even if it's not for that specific dinner, so that you have an easy carb that you can use for tomorrow's lunch or dinner. If you are making muffins in the oven, and since you already did your shop and chop, you should have a head of broccoli already cut up. Just put some parchment paper down, drizzle some avocado oil, put a little bit of garlic and sea salt, and roast those up alongside your muffins. Just think about how you can maximize the time you spend cooking so that cooking doesn't always have to be this from scratch, multiple meals a day type of thing. Think ahead, plan ahead. But a good rule of thumb is to always have protein prepped and carbohydrates prepped because fats are a little bit easier to add, such as avocado or oils on a salad. You don't necessarily have to prep those ahead of time. But if you have a lot of protein prepped and you have a lot of vegetables and carbohydrates prepped, it makes it so much easier to mix and match meals throughout the week, especially when you're busy. Just think smarter, not harder here, all right? And my last tip, which seems pretty straightforward, but it's very helpful if you actually apply it, make 2 to 3 to 4 to 5 times of the portion whenever you cook something for leftovers or to freeze it. As an example, let's say you're making chili for your family and you guys plan to eat the chili that night. And let's say you're cooking for 4 people. You can triple the recipe, make it for 12 people. That way you have some leftovers for tomorrow or the next day. And you can also freeze that. I think freezing both cooked and raw foods are some of the most underutilized systems in meal prepping and one that I'm still trying to learn and get better at. But there's nothing better than when you've run out of groceries for the week and you're like, oh, should we get takeout? We've already gotten takeout this week. And then you're like, wait, we have chili in the freezer. Let me just pull that out, put it in the pot, warm it up, and then we'll have dinner for tonight. So there you have it. Those are my 4 tips to make meal prepping a little bit easier. I find that it's one of those muscles you have to exercise more regularly in order to start to enjoy it. It's kind of like when you start working out for the first time, it feels daunting. There's a big learning curve. It's very overwhelming, but it gets easier the more you do it. It's the same thing with meal prepping. So just hang in there the first, second, third, fourth, 100th time. You might not love it, but it is a habit that will serve you so much in the long run. It's really a foundational habit that all of us could use more practice at in our everyday lives to make a healthy and happy lifestyle even easier and more accessible. Here's your actionable takeaway from this episode. Hopefully you picked up 1 tip in here that you're like, ooh, that sounds like a really good place to start. Start with 1 tip, 1 meal prep hack that you can start implementing today. You gotta eat today, right? So let's apply 1 out of 4 of these principles. Pick any of them. I'll recap just so you're clear. Number 1, shop and chop. It's technically shop and wash and chop, but shop and chop sounds better. Number 2, bulk prep your proteins and your carbs / veggies. Number 3, whenever you turn on your oven or your stovetop, make multiple things. And number 4, make 2, 3, 4, 5 times the portion sizes whenever you cook so that you either have leftovers or a meal to freeze for later. And don't forget to make it fun. Habit stack it, listen to a podcast while you're doing it, play some music, get your kids involved. That's also an awesome tip if you happen to have a picky eater. A great way to increase the likelihood that they are going to try different foods is to get them involved in the cooking process. Like my 3-year-old, who's almost 3, literally chops our vegetables. He makes smoothies, he makes popsicles. We do all kinds of baking together. And I am not the best cook or baker or whatever, but that's not the point. Spending time with your kids in the kitchen is a memory they'll have forever and ever. And it lays the foundation for them to have healthy habits for the rest of their lives as well. So that's just a little bonus if you are a mom to get your kids involved. But whether you're a parent or not, I hope you found these meal prep hacks and tips helpful. Remember, I have a whole downloadable guide, Meal Prep Made Easy, with 5 recipes that are healthy, nourishing, super easy to make, which you can get if you leave a review of the show on Apple Podcasts. Send me a screenshot to my email, which is in the show notes below. And I will talk to you in our next episode. Happy meal prepping. Take some photos of your meal prep, share it, and tag me on your Instagram story. I love chatting with you guys, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye. Hey, do me a favor. If you like this episode, please head to iTunes and leave a review so more people can find the podcast. Be sure to tag me on your Instagram story so I can show you some love for listening. See you soon.